facade is a fact. These rappers wanna be not. Don't body yourself.
Yeezy. What if Mary was in the club, but she met Joseph with no love? Cover Saint and Lamb's wool. We surrounded by the fucking wolves.
You're minor, we major.
When the first time they ask you want sparkling or still, are you trying to act like you was drinking sparkling water before you came out here? You're such a fucking, I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I like my dick suck, I buy you a sick truck. I buy you some new tits, I get you that nip tuck. How you start a family, the condom slipped up. I'm a sick fuck, I'm inappropriate. I like hearing stories, I like that whole shit. I wanna hear more shit, I like the whole shit. Send me some more shit, you trifling hoe bitch.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, pause. Because I was kind of... It's kind of a pause intro.
Nah, it's Kanye.
Yo, man. Of course. Yo, this nigga, man.
How is
yo,
that pause?
That was kind of pause, though.
Why?
Low key.
Yo, that verse is raw.
I'm a quick fuck. What is it? I'm a sick fuck.
I'm a sick
I like the quick fuck.
The quick fuck. Yo.
It's kind of a pause. But yo, we're back.
Scoop.
Yo, we back. We back with another episode, y'all. There's a lot to cover, man.
We major.
Pretty much, our last episode we left off with discussing the surprise album of Kamikaze released by Eminem.
Yes, sir.
But we're pretty much going to talk about the interview with Sway.
Yeah, man.
Joe Budden's podcast. With what he had to say about the Kamikaze, his response to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fucking M left us with a cliffhanger at the end,
which I thought was fucking genius.
Which is wild. And now, fucking Joe actually just dropped his podcast today. Another episode, which I haven't listened to
on purpose. But it has no response to this interview, which is important. Because the interview just dropped, right?
Right.
So he couldn't have responded to this interview yet. So I think it's
going
to be
If anything, it's just speculation of what he's going to talk about.
But maybe he'll talk about the interview on that next episode. Isn't he doing that Saturday thing?
Oh, that's
now?
True. Yeah, it's two episodes now.
Yeah, so
per
Saturday.
Week. So next Saturday. Saturday.
We'll know what he says about the interview.
Well, listen, man. I'm just going to start off. Let's just talk about the last episode on Joe Budden podcast, right? They got straight into it, talking about the album. And first, they wanted to start with the love, you know what I mean? And what they liked about the album and all that shit.
Yeah.
Then, slowly but surely, it started gearing towards the dislike of, pretty much still shitting on them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them felt like, oh, why is he still trying to prove that he can rap? Like, why, like...
Which, I hate that. I hate that argument when it comes to this, man.
That's, and I agree with what they were saying. They were saying, like, most artists, for the most part, are going to be insecure or sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
About the critiquing of their art, of their music.
I agree with that, but at the same time, I just feel like what bothers M, he looks at it like, who are you to critique it? Like, if you know how much he puts into it, how hard it is, how much writing, like all the effort, to him, anything he does is gonna be it's great,
Yep.
And the way the audience receives it is going to affect him because of how much time he puts into it. So he's looking at it like, yeah, how could you shit on my work? Like, I put blood, sweat, and tears into this. And for you to not do the same and then just take your 5 seconds and say that my shit is trash, it hurts. And I don't blame him for that. At the same time, people are going to have their opinions, and he obviously could be above it and just be like, fuck it, I know I'm great. I don't need your approval. It's just that we in a different era now, man. Like, niggas is getting famous off of opinions.
Yeah, he addressed that on the interview with Sway about exactly that. Like, on YouTube, the reaction videos, the DJ Academics, the...
Like, yo,
Fontano
Academics, who the fuck is Academics? He's a nigga who just does the exact same thing that everyone else does, and then his opinion now matters more because what? Because he was the first one that was taking the information down and letting the people know and giving you news and stuff.
Right.
Like,
I mean, but here's the thing, like... You know what it is? It's just Eminem's never received backlash like this ever in his career. I mean, he has, but for the right reasons. in his book. You know, like him trolling people and talking shit about people and being controversial.
Right.
Getting the bad press, which in reality, all press is good press, right?
Right, yeah.
This is the first time he gets that backlash about his art, like about his capabilities. And that's why he's like being sensitive about it. But at the same time, it's just like you said, bro. It's a new day. It's a new age. And so,
I just don't think that his era really respects that kind of rapper anymore. Like
they don't. But now, in response to what they were saying on Joe Budden's podcast, he's not trying to prove that he's one of the best MCs to ever fucking grab the mic. We all know that. I believe with this album, he was trying to prove the naysayers, like these younger little fucks, that he still got it. That he's still able to connect with the culture.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. People are saying, like, he pretty much is out of touch with Revival.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the lack of the beats that he picked, you know, his selection there, like, the features, it wasn't hip-hop enough for people. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I feel that with this album, he was trying to prove to the naysayers, like, look, of course I'm one of the best lyricists ever in the game, but I still got it. I could still connect with the culture.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give y'all what y'all want, which y'all were complaining about last time. I'm going to give y'all the features with that Joyner. By the way, that Joyner feature was wild.
To me, I think Lucky You is probably the hottest song out.
And for sure. Sure. And Royce's verse on the Royce's verse on Not A Like is crazy.
Again, in the car while I was driving, I was like, Jesus.
The way he starts that verse off is, Royce, I don't do Jordans or Audemars. He killed that. So, and also, too, is these the trolls. The trolls, the critics, these little fucks that, you know, are easily can start a YouTube page, you know what I mean? And start, you know, having reaction videos, which, fine, you're entitled to that. And if you're getting views, then good for you, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really hate on that.
Yeah, but it just feels like a lot of these people who are doing that, who do get views, right?
Right.
Who have, let's say, like, they have a voice that people listen to and value their opinions. A lot of times, man, that shit could fucking ruin something like Eminem's Revival. For instance, if Academics and Joe have such a following and they're out here saying it's trash, are you and I gonna check for it? Probably not. Right. Because the consensus says don't. It's not worth it. And I think that's where things get shady, because you're like, you know, if Joe and M are boys, I wouldn't have shitted on the album in that way. I think I probably would have talked to him about it, because shitting on it like that, he's almost telling his fans, don't listen to this album.
Right.
And now you fucking with niggas' money.
And you know what? Hold that thought. Before we get into that, let's still talk a little bit about Kamikaze and what we perceive M's intentions were with this album real quick. Like we were saying, but here's the thing. My point is this. On Renegade, I believe it was on Hov's verse, which I've quoted on this podcast before. Do you dudes listen to music or do you just skim through it?
Yeah.
This has been happening. It's just the difference was before, it was journalists on The Source, on XXL, on different, you know, platforms like the magazines or whatever. Now, so that was happening already. The frustration of people just criticizing music and just going and just dick riding the wave of what's popular belief has always happened. It's just the magnitude of it now with everything being social media, and then the people doing it, the credibility of these young kids who don't know the history is what I feel is rubbing Eminem the wrong way, and most people, most artists. So with that being said, I feel like this album, his intention was not only us, our age group, who know fucking how he gets down with fucking, if you want to go to Infinity, right? If you want to go to Slim Shady LP, Marshall Mathers LP, if you want to go with the Eminem Show, if you want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These little young fucks on YouTube probably haven't even listened, done their due diligence and even listened to that shit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I feel like this album is proving to them, without having to do their homework, because they're so lazy to do it, is like, look, let me give y'all little motherfuckers a refresher of who the fuck I am and how the fuck I get down.
Yeah.
And let me also give this to the fans of our age group who know Eminem, but have been disappointed. I feel like all of us were disappointed with the last album, and we all felt that he's lost it. We all felt that he was out of touch. It was a proof to us too. Like, nah, I still, you know what I mean? I can still get down. I still gets busy. You know what I mean? And he clearly proved it, bro.
No, he did. He delivered. I think we can't. After this, we really can't ever say, nah, he doesn't have it. He definitely got it.
We can't question him anymore.
And to be honest, he probably got it better than your favorite rapper because, bro, I was giving it some thought and call me if I'm wrong. I don't know, but I started thinking, like, has Joe said that any Hove album is trash? Because I know a couple that are.
Bro, he dick rides. Bro, Maul gets a pass because he is Rockefeller. Okay. Maul is the only one that gets a pass. Because his brother's Biggs, his brother is hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gets a pass.
Yeah.
But fucking Joe and Rory and fucking everybody else, dude, they dick ride fucking Hov. Charlamagne's another one.
And that's the thing. I feel like they do it because Hov is so powerful.
Jesus, bro.
And his voice, he controls so much of this climate. But the reality of it is, if we're going to say Revival was trash, Hov got a couple L's too, man. Kingdom Come was super trash. It had one good song, maybe, if not two, but not more than that. And
Blueprint 3
was a huge disappointment. I thought of what he's done lately, easily the last thing I loved was American Gangster. After that, I think, I don't count Watch the Throne. To me, that's a classic, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah. That's a collab. Yeah,
but that's he had Ye on it. So Ye did 90%. He did 10%.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Of course. Yeah,
tell me Ye didn't have the best verse in the whole album, though.
Yo, this dude, man. Stan
two white Lamborghini cool ties. Two of them. So that's just my point. I feel like, come on. You know, nobody's talking about, maybe I didn't have y'all platforms or y'all shows at the time where these L's were dropped by Hov. But still, if y'all gonna talk about a legend like M and talk about how he might be out of touch or how this album is trash or something, well, don't act like these other legends that y'all praise have all been all flawless, because Hov hasn't. And I think, if anything, if we're going to look at an individual album in the past couple years that one of these two legends has made, I think Kamikaze is way better than anything Hov dropped.
And listen, that Carter's bullshit was trash.
It was.
Get the fuck out of here. All these dudes, Charlamagne, all these dudes were dick riding heavy.
To me,
but
Kamikaze.
But then want to call Nas's last album trash.
And
Kanye's fucking album trash.
It's just hate, bro. And it's
like, come on, man.
It's retarded. I think, honestly, I think Kamikaze is better than 444.
Whoa. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And I don't even have to hear your opinion on it, because you didn't put 444 in the top five.
Nah.
So I know you're gonna agree with me.
Nah.
So
yeah.
There it is. So no, and I feel like people listening have to feel the same way. And part of it might be because of how Kamikaze hit us. Like it came with force. You know, like it got everything hot. Like, what he was talking about, now it's everywhere, and everywhere you look on social media, people were talking about it. So it did do its part in that end, too. But I felt like 444 also did, because he was talking about the cheating and all that shit. So they both had a driving force.
Right.
But I think Kamikaze is a better album.
It is, for sure. You know, that. But I still like 444, because it was like a conscious J.
Yeah.
That he's always capable of, and it gave us glimpses of throughout his career. But this whole album, to be that, I respect it.
I mean, I like it too. I'm not going to say it's trash. I didn't mention it when I mentioned the trash album.
Yeah.
So,
but you're just, yeah, I get to your
but
point.
But if we're looking at both, I think Kamikaze's better. And you don't hear anybody saying that. I bet you if the question was, yo, would you take 444 or Kamikaze? Niggas going to take 444 guaranteed. And it's probably partially because of the hate. And that's ridiculous.
And let's keep it 100% fucking real here. Hov is one of the first ones to do, like, to ride waves. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
And to swagger jack. Like, let's keep it real. I love Hov. We all love Jay-Z. He's a fucking legend. He's one of the best to ever do it, if not the best to ever do it. But has he swagger jacked and with the same shit we attacked Drake for? Hov hasn't done that shit?
That's a take right there, man.
And let me tell you something. A lot of people, and by the way, I got to do my homework. I was just fucking around on Instagram, and I seen Young Chris's page. He's got, I don't know if it came out already. Pardon me if it came out. his mixtape already or if it hasn't, but I gotta check it out. It's called Network 5. Yo, Young Chris still got it, man. What happened to Young Chris? Why is he not, like, he can rap his ass off, bro.
I don't know what happened.
With the best of them. But I bring him up because a lot, I've heard that Jay kind of took Young Chris's style a little bit.
Really?
And incorporated to his. Like, the whisper kind of, like, flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's Young Chris.
Damn.
Like, that whispering in and out mm-hmm. in your verse. That Hov did a lot, like, in Blueprint 2. You know what I mean? That's around that era. Supposedly, that's something Young Chris brought to the table.
Man.
That he, what? If you do listen back to the Young Guns, like, the first album, he's been doing that.
You know, and now that you say that, it kind of got me kind of thinking, like, damn, maybe Drake and Hov are a lot more alike than we think.
Well, look, when that freshman class came out of Drake, Cole, Kendrick came after, mm-hmm. they always said Drake is this generation's version of Jay, and Cole is this generation's version of Nas. And it's fucking, it couldn't be further from the truth.
That's crazy.
Drake, just like Hov, is on that fly. You know, don't get me wrong, they can spit.
Yeah.
They have content. They can get, you know, personal on tracks and say some real shit.
Yeah.
But they be on that Jiggy Fly shit. You know what I'm saying? Where to Nas and Cole, yeah, they do their commercial shit because you need it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But most of the times, it's just straight real shit.
Yeah.
They're hitting you with real shit.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? They're coming at your chest, pause, with, you know, emotions, real shit that you feel. Lost Tapes is the perfect example. Lost Tapes is one of my, probably, not my favorite Nas album, but it's probably second, dog. Real shit. Top three. It's top three. It's top three. It's probably third. I would say Illmatic. I would say it was written right after, and then I would say Lost Tapes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, dude, Lost Tapes, bro, he says some shit on there. Like, it's like therapy. Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to get into that because I could talk a whole hour about that shit, but...
Because you a stan, bro.
Yeah, I am a stan. Like, Papa was a player. I can relate to that. Like, that's why Nas is my favorite artist of all time, because the shit that he talks about, I can relate more than any other artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, he talks his gangster shit that I can't necessarily relate to because I didn't grow up in the same environment he did. Or a lot of these rappers did or claim to have grown up in.
Claim is a great point.
But that's where I always take Nas over Jay, because Jay is the Jiggy Fly shit. You know what I mean? Which is cool. You know, you could relate to it even though you don't live that lifestyle because you aspire to have some of the things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is motivational.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do the same for me as the shit that I can relate to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think it's exactly what it is going on right now with Drake.
That's why Cole has such Kendrick, a Cole-like following. Kendrick, too.
Yeah, it's true, because their followings, they run deep. But yeah. It's different from what Drake's followings are, because Drake's following is, like, the world. Like, everyone, you know?
Yeah, because we've talked about it countless times on here, that he's a fucking... the juggernaut, you know what I mean? He could fucking...
It's crazy how he became the juggernaut, though, because we always known that he's had great music, right? But, like, when did he take the leap from...
Well, riding fucking waves, goddammit.
From a couple hundred thousand on albums to platinum. You know, like, when did that leap happen? I feel like, yo, and quote me if I'm wrong, but don't you feel like part of the downfall of Wayne helped the uprising of Drake? Because Wayne was that nigga. It was, obviously, there were moments. There was 50, and then Ye, and then Wayne and Ye went back and forth a little
and
bit.
And then Young Money, period.
Right.
Young Money had the fucking chokehold on
they did,
the
they
game,
did.
Bro, for like three, but, 4 years.
So then they went back and forth, right? And then I feel like Wayne, there was this one year, I think might have been like Carter 3, where it was just like he exploded on a different level.
Yeah, it was
right?
Carter 3.
And that year, I was like, damn. It almost seems like anything Wayne drops is going platinum, right?
Bro.
And then out of nowhere, fucking the downfall of Cash Money with the whole Birdman and then Young Thug and who knows what the fuck's happening there.
Yeah, that was so weird.
And then all of a sudden,
yikes.
All we had left was Drake, and then Drake just catapults into
and Nicki.
Fucking...
And Nicki, yeah. Too, she was running shit.
And then Drake just catapults into fucking superstardom, like... And then everything he touched went out of control. And now Wayne was nothing.
Drake has a line, fuck, I think it's on Take Care, where he goes, bigger than, what is it? He says something he says some, fuck, what's that line where he goes, but that's still the boss, don't get sent for. So I mentioned just as much as my mentor or some shit like that, but that's still the boss, don't get sent for. So he even tells us, he's realizing
that he's
that he catapulted.
Yeah.
That he's pretty much on the level or if not above and surpassing Wayne.
Yeah.
But still giving him his respect as that's a man that put me on.
Yeah.
You remember, isn't that on the intro? That's on the intro of Take Care.
I think it
is. Over my dead body. He says something over my mentor, but that's still the boss, don't get sent for.
Yeah.
We'll look into that line and then, you know what I'm saying? But
it's crazy
but hard,
how all this stuff is tying in together.
That's just to touch on the point you just made. I remember that line. It just popped in my head because we students of the games.
Yeah, and then it makes you think, though, like, damn, maybe Drake should give Birdman a little more credit for his superstardom blowing up after that, because had he not ruined Wayne, maybe Wayne would have still been up there. I don't think Drake is as big as he is if Wayne still had a chokehold.
But you know what, though? That's true. I know Birdman fucked up his career. You know what I mean?
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, but Wayne shit that hasn't been that
good.
Yeah,
like, but like his content was just like, all right, bro. Like, we know you like to eat pussy. Like, we know. Like, it was just repetitive. Like, all right, Wayne. Yeah, like, come on, my nigga. Like, we get
but
it.
But when was there a moment that niggas felt like they were getting tired of it? You know, like
it was after Birdman.
Damn. It was after Birdman.
Yeah, it was.
Niggas weren't tired of the pussy eating lines.
That's like, true. That is kind of
that's
true.
What I'm saying. Like Birdman.
You know why? Him. You know why? Because then he would like he disappeared due to Birdman. Like you know, like
yeah, he went ghost.
And then when he would, I don't know, on other people, like what loophole contractually there is, where if he's on somebody else's feature and he would spit some shit,
yeah,
it was kind of it sounded outdated.
Yeah. It did. No, it did.
You know what I mean? It's just like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, all right, bro, like, we get it. We're not, it's not 2009, you know, anymore. 2010, like, it's, you know. But Carter 4 was hard, though.
It was. That's what I'm saying. I'm like.
Carter 4 was, I actually like Carter 4 better than Carter 3.
Carter 3 was more commercial.
Super.
But
that's why.
It had them hits, though.
And actually, M is on that shit. Please don't shoot. That shit is hard.
That shit is hard.
He killed that shit.
See, that's what I'm saying, dog. Drake wouldn't be this big if Wayne was still hot, man. He wouldn't.
Nah, he wouldn't.
There's no way.
But to the raid, the wave riding shit that we were talking about, that Drake pretty much mimics Hov at, that's the longevity. That's how they've been able to fucking.
And that's how you sustain. Bro, and Drake. You know what I mean? And honestly, not to shit on Drake, because I don't feel like we're shitting on him.
Oh, we got to talk about him squashing the beef with Meek.
Although, no, we kind of are shitting on him.
That's always gonna happen. Even though he squats the beef with Meek.
That I felt indifferent.
Yo, let's talk about that real quick, dog. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Yeah,
man. Yeah. That's why you the co-host, man.
Yo, listen. That I mean, there's a lot of mixed reactions to it. I mean, I'm kinda like, I don't know what I even feel about it.
Alright.
I'm like in the middle. I'm just kinda like,
let me give you my take, man. I'm gonna get you come on. Come get your mans. Alright, you ready?
Alright, go ahead, bro.
I think it was a business move.
I think
Meek looked at it as, you know what? I'm going to make more dollars and more profit if I befriend him again.
Yeah, bro, because he did take his pocket, you know.
He did. I don't blame Meek for doing that. But I just feel like, to me, Meek is like a real nigga. You know, like, I feel like what he speaks is real.
100%.
I feel like what he talks is real. I believe him.
Yeah.
There's niggas I don't believe. A lot of these niggas I don't believe. Meek, I believe you, though.
Absolutely.
You know? And then when I saw him on stage with Drake, I felt weird. It's like,
me too.
I didn't want to be like, yo, why could you do this to us? I understood. You had to at some point.
Yeah, I feel like
I think he even told us. He said it at some point, maybe I would. I think he said it in an interview. I don't remember.
Drake said he wouldn't ever. I remember it.
Yeah.
Because it was so tight.
Because, and then you got to look at it from Drake's point of view too. Like, this guy kind of, he kind of put an asterisk next to my name.
He came for the jugular.
And that's forever.
He came for the jugular.
Like, even if I murked you on the diss.
On the back-to-back, which is,
He did.
It's still not fucking top five diss songs.
It's not.
It's not even top 10.
The only reason I'm saying he murked him is because it was a catchy song. That's
it. Yeah, but
he was smart. He made a catchy diss song. Well, anything he's
props
gonna
to
make
him,
is
and
catchy.
It got nominated for a fucking Grammy, which is wild.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that is bullshit.
That's
he's
the
Jewish.
Chokehold on the.
He's Jewish. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real here.
Yeah, that's that chokehold on the culture. Because Come on, son.
And no, nothing against, you know, the Semitic people, all right? Don't come after me, all right? I'm just saying you guys have ties, all right? You guys are the fucking mob, pretty much, all right? Shout out to L'chaim. Shout out to all my Jews out there. I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm
actually like part Jewish. When it comes to money, when it comes to money, dog, I'm not trying to be with the
wildin', dog.
I'm not trying to touch on the stigma, but I'm just saying.
Oh man,
I believe that you gotta be smart with your money, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Gotta be smart with your money. So yo, shout out to all my Jews out there, L'chaim, Mazel Tov, all that good stuff. All right, back to the shits. All
right,
so might have to edit this part. What do you think?
Nah,
so
we'll
leave it.
I like the line.
All right, we'll leave it.
All right,
bet.
Whoop-de-whoop. So I think, honestly, it was a smart move by Meek. It just wasn't one that was going to be, it wasn't going to be popular with a small group of us. Because I think the major part of people who listen to both, because all of us listen to both of them. There isn't a group of people that only fuck with Meek and don't listen to, everyone listens to Drake. I don't even want to hear that shit about, nah, I ain't checking for Drake. Everyone's checking for Drake.
We all did.
You know? So, I feel like everyone is probably like, it had to happen. I can't be mad at him. And a small group is like, I'm still fine.
And also, too, even though this beef didn't, it's hard to like fucking really see if it affected Drake financially. I don't think so. But maybe a little bit, like a minuscule amount. More on the credibility.
More than on the credibility. I think if it affected him in the pocket, it was like momentarily. Like a month or two.
Yeah, like no, no, no.
It got shaky.
Not compared to Meek at all.
No.
But I think
it still affects Meek now.
He has interest in squashing this too, even though that asterisk is on his name forever.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it kind of buries this whole ghostwriting thing a little bit.
A little bit. Because people could look at it as, if Meek is willing to fix it, then maybe
he exaggerated.
He exaggerated.
Maybe, because Nicki is a big proponent to this whole fucking beef.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you. Hey, you know what?
She probably I said it before in another episode. She's most likely, you know what I mean? The person that started all this shit, responsible for all this shit.
You know what?
The catalyst.
I don't know. There's some quote that like there's been wars started over. But just to be honest though, I mean, I think Nicki is the fucking reason.
For sure.
Because she probably gave Meek some info.
And she was probably feeling some type of way towards him. Who knows?
Easily, who knows? She was feeling some type of way. Maybe because of, let's be real.
Maybe they have something going on.
Maybe there was something brewing in there with Cash Money. Because there already were problems. It's not like that's far-fetched to think, you know? So I think maybe there were already problems. And she wasn't trying to shit on him in public, but found a different way where she could. And maybe wanted to cut his shine
And here's the thing. And now that we're trying to speculate or like start rumors or anything like that. But sometimes us as fans, we think like these people are robots.
And they're not.
They're humans with fucking, not to sound all like mushy, but with feelings.
Yeah.
So who knows, bro? And not to start rumors or nothing, but who knows if he smashed Nicki? Or who knows if she liked him and he fucked one of her homegirls? Who knows? You never know. Or something on the label. Maybe the label wanted to spend more money on the budget on him or something
that
happened.
That sounds accurate.
You know what I'm saying? You never know.
It
could be, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not pinpointing one thing. I'm just saying it could be a plethora of shit.
It could be all of that shit.
It could be a slew of shit that you never know, bro, where people get upset at other people.
Uh-huh.
And that's how the beef start.
And you know what? And now with this whole, with Meek fixing the issues and stuff, and now them being friends, I do think that looking back now, the ghostwriting thing was probably overblown. I think I think obviously Quentin Miller did something. Whether it was assist,
he did something.
Whether he sat
he
in there and helped, or whether he co-wrote, I don't know. I ain't gonna say he did write his verses. I just think he did something. He assisted.
Yeah.
And that we know is a fact. Whether niggas was writing verses from him, we'll never know. And with Meek going back, it almost feels like that might not be the case.
Yeah.
But I do think he gets assisted or was getting assisted in some way, shape, or form.
For sure.
And it's hard for me to understand reference tracks because I'm not, I don't make music.
Right, right.
You know? So then, because to me, what it sounded like was some other nigga rapping what you end up rapping. So does that mean that that other nigga rapped it and wrote it? Does that mean that you wrote it and you had him rap it to hear
like flow, a flow, like a flow, a cadence? Right.
You know, like, I don't know. It could mean all both of those things, I think. So that's why it's hard. But then I also think, damn, what were the intentions behind the nigga who released that reference track?
Supposedly it was DJ Drama.
DJ Drama. Yeah. And it almost feels like you were trying to sabotage him.
Well, supposedly Drake fucked his girl at the time.
See, that's the other
problem. Summer. Drake, remember that summer?
Fucking people's girls.
That's the thing. That summer line.
That's why I don't feel bad for him.
Remember that line he said? Something about...
What?
Ah, fuck, man. That's the thing. I don't fucking know Drake's lines by memory. But it was
like
a sublime. Oh, hot damn. Shots fired. Blacka, blacka, blacka. Nah, but he said a line about something about the summer. Because DJ Drama's chick at the time, her name was Summer.
Oh.
So he said, Summer, I don't need you this summer, or some shit like that. Drama. Is it something with drama in the summer? So see, he made a play on words on that. I forgot what line that
but
is.
Why does Drake fuck with other... I hate that he does that. He be bringing it on himself, bro.
Yo, and check this out. Kind of, I think Drake has Goonies.
Of course,
we
he
know
does.
Meek has Goonies, but don't
nah,
you
Drake,
think
Drake
it's
got
a
Goonies.
Little, bro? It's kind of, it's not kind of. It's very eerie. It's very eerie. And I'm not trying to listen to the listeners. I'm not trying to by no means make no jokes of somebody's injuries or anything like that. But don't you think it's eerie that happened to Quentin Miller after all this shit? I'm not saying that Drake has anything to do with it, but it's just the timing is, like, creepy.
It's very creepy. I mean...
That's fucking, like, damn, nigga. Like,
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
And remember, you pointed out that line that Ross said.
Yeah.
We never discussed that on here, actually.
We didn't?
No. You texted me about it, and I was like, yo, that's true. And we never mentioned it on here, but... My fucking
it's
brilliant co-host over here, when Daytona came out, Hard Piano featuring Ross.
Yes.
He caught this line about my homie going to stand for something.
Let me see what the line where was.
Where it was like, damn, is he talking about Quentin Miller? And that was when fucking the whole Pusha T and Drake shit escalated to, you know, history of Drake getting bodied. Let's not forget. I think we're already forgetting.
My homie amputated, but gonna stand for something.
Oof, that's definitely Quentin Miller. Like, that, who else is he talking about?
And then I'm down to find a way to get a Grammy from it. Watching my success for some is bittersweet. Always keep the sharpshooter's triggers tweaked. Diamonds tripping on me via Tiffany's. All these K9 units still sniffing meat. I like Ross, man.
Ross is a legend. I don't care what anybody says. But you know what? And yeah. even with that, those lines you just spit right there, who knows? Maybe, I know before, like maybe a year and a half ago, they tried to get Meek and Drake to meet in person and squash the shit, but it never happened.
I'm sure Ross tried that.
Ross did. And maybe after this whole Pusha T and all this shit, like maybe shit was going to get real. Who knows?
Maybe. Yo, I really
who
do
knows,
think
bro?
They
shit
both could have
got real.
They both have goons.
Shit could have really got real.
It would
so.
Not have been good, though, if, you know, Drake ended up shot or Meek ended up shot.
Or somebody in their entourage.
Yeah.
That's still just as bad. Just because they're not famous and we don't know who they are, that's just as bad. Lives being lost over this beef shit.
And Drake, yo, I don't know if you checked this, though, but Drake got a lot of dead homies.
In Toronto that he's affiliated with.
A lot.
Like, that shit is all, like, you know, as much as I like to talk shit about Drake, like...
I feel like he got goons.
He's got mob ties, and he's got a song called that, right?
He does.
You know what I mean?
Shit. Damn, you putting two and two together,
bro. Yeah, like, and I have nothing, and that's not to dick ride Drake or nothing. I still stand by whatever the fuck I say about him. But we can't ignore the fact that he's connected. He is connected.
Yeah, and you know what? It makes sense for him to be connected, because he's a target, bro.
He is.
Like, there's a lot of people that would probably do better if a Drake didn't
exist.
And
then, who is the person that put the bullseye on his back?
It was Meek.
Not just Meek, but no, above Meek. Who's the one that sent Meek?
Oh, it was Jay.
It was Hov.
Which, oh, that's the other
and then,
part. Hey, Hov making songs with
taking a picture with God this nigga, it, like, dog. Yo, Hov, that's, yo, Hov be doing some sucker shit.
Yo.
We're all humans. We all have done sucker shit.
Nah, but he's done more sucker shit.
That, like, Hov, like, bruh. Like, come on, man. And that's what, Joe Budden, I'm talking to you. Charlamagne the guy, like, you guys love to call people out.
Call him out?
But ignore everything that Hov does. and dick ride them.
No, but I think fuck they, that. They can't call them out, man.
They can't.
They'll lose their jobs.
But it's like, bro, then all right, back to Revival. My bad. We kind of got a little sidetracked here. Back to Revival, though.
But let's hit him with that interview, because I felt like with the M interview.
Okay, with Sway.
With Sway.
Shout out to Sway.
Which is super dope.
OG in the game. I like Sway, man. OG in the game.
He ain't got the answers, though.
Oh! How, Sway?
Sway ain't got the answers.
That's foul. Yeah, that's crazy how everything's connected, man.
It is, man.
You're a Kanye stan. Sway's a legend and a journalist, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop game.
Yep.
Kanye, I don't think, a lot of people will never forgive Kanye for that. For wilding on Sway, bro.
Nah, but Kanye wasn't wrong, though.
Oh, come get the fuck, bro. He didn't have to turn up on Sway like that. Yo, Sway didn't know what he was
talking about.
He didn't have to turn, bro. He simply asked a question.
Yeah, but the question he was asking was pure stupidity.
No, it's not.
It was, bro.
But, okay, look. Maybe Sway knew what the answer to that is. A rhetorical question, right? But yeah. It's for the lit, bro. Remember, it's an interview.
Yeah, it's because
people who don't know like how serious that is and how connected you got to be and the people you got to know and all that shit in that fashion industry don't know.
Yeah, but
they probably have the same question, bro. But
he kept going on and on with it. He kept saying, "Then why don't
it ain't Ralph though?
Why don't you just do it? You know, why can't you just get this funding?" And then Kanye's like, "What the fuck are you talking about? You know, I can't get this funding. It's not that easy. You know, like why are you acting like you don't know?" Like he's saying, "I know what you're saying.
Maybe Sway don't know."
The listeners needed to hear that. But if Kanye's saying like reacting like that, he's like, "Nigga, you do know. Why you keep asking me like you don't know? You making me look
maybe like Sway would have said for the listeners who are watching or for the viewers who are watching."
Plus, come on, Sway is a veteran. You know who Kanye is. He ain't the next nigga you interviewing or the one you interviewed before. Like, cater to what he's like, you know? So,
but
ask the questions accordingly.
In that interview, Kanye's frustrations, you know what I mean? Bro, he did it to himself.
Kanye spazzed.
He spazzed, but his frustration of, like, being blackballed and all that, bro, he be wildin'.
Yeah, but He be wildin', but tell me another artist who's been more real than him.
Yeah, but tell me another artist who fucking been more real like that and then realized, damn, I fucked up, and then they got to backtrack every single time and kind of look idiotic in the process of doing that. And he
does look idiotic sometimes, I agree, but yo, he's giving me stuff that I'm like, I didn't even know that. Like, he's giving us information, insight on shit, and we're like, damn, when no other artist will ever let out some shit like that. For fear of being blackballed. He's like, "Blackball me, I'll apologize later." But
then you can't get frustrated when shit don't work out, bro. When the powers that be, you know what I'm saying, I ain't rocking with you. That's what you... Yeah, sure. Be real and say what you want to say, but be ready. Don't throw a fit. That's what I'm saying. Be throwing a fit when the repercussions hit him.
He's emotional, so he would always throw a fit. That's what
I'm saying.
That's true.
But anyways, let's not... Because you we're going to be fucking talking about...
Why
we talk about Kanye every episode, though?
Okay, on a side note. God last damn. Kanye a point I need to make. Throne 2 coming soon. That means that they fixed
all that fucking issue.
Because he tweeted that. So I'm glad that happened. I'm going to be honest, though. I kind of need Jay to do an interview where he says, me and Ye talked. We squashed it. You know, we both had some fault. I need him to take some blame.
Well, he kind of said that before all of this shit on Letterman. That Letterman show? Is it David Letterman?
But did he take some blame, though?
He didn't take blame. He just says, yo, brothers fight. Like, brothers, you know?
No, I did see that. It's that Letterman show. Yeah, he did say something. Netflix. He's like, yeah, brothers fight. I kind of want him to be like, yo, you know, I had some fault. He obviously can't talk wild. Even mention my wife or anything on stage to all these people. If we having issues, it got to be behind closed doors. At the same time, I fucked up too. I should have been at his wedding. That's my man's. I should have been at his wedding. And I feel like we could have talked this through before. And damn, man, my bad that Blue Ivy hasn't played with North.
Bro, Jay ain't going to do that shit.
Nice.
Yeah, be realistic,
he's
bro.
He's too big for that.
Jay ain't gonna do. Maybe behind closed doors, but in
well, fucking... maybe he did. Maybe that's why Kanye tweeted "Throw 2 coming soon."
Dude, maybe we're just getting played.
Maybe,
and this is all a fucking show.
Maybe
it could be, bro. Like, how the fuck are you trying to take Drake out, but then you do a fucking song, and that song was trash. That was a waste of a fucking whole verse. It was. I don't give a fuck what you say.
No,
or anybody says. Right.
bro. I'm
fucking a, now everything's cool with Kanye. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, everybody is just, it looks, it all, and that's why people go crazy in this fucking industry. Cause it's just the fake shit going on, bro.
There's a lot of fake shit.
Are we gonna talk about my nigga Nas, bro? With Khalees. We'll leave that at the end.
Let's leave that at the end.
Go ahead. Now, you bring up the next point. What do you want
to
talk about?
No, we. I feel like we need to close on the M thing. So my thing, the close on the M interview, I feel like what he said was this album was a culmination of all of the shit talking, all of the backlash, all that, right? And it was also, he said that without Revival, he couldn't have made this.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
He then he did mention that it was the same for the last
Relapse and Recovery.
Right. He said without Relapse, which he even mentions there was not good.
I cringed. Right. Yeah.
He couldn't have made Recovery, and Recovery was good. So I wanted people to be like not thinking that, you know, he made this album just because he knew he'd get a couple clicks because he was dissing niggas. I don't think it was that. I think he really felt some type of way, and he needed people to hear it, you know? Yeah. I think he was being genuine. I don't think this is about sales. It hurt him that niggas didn't want to listen. Not that it flopped numbers-wise.
That's to my point. It's to prove he still got it.
Yeah, and then this album obviously didn't flop. It did four something.
He did his thing,
I hate
bro.
Mentioning numbers because I think it's pointless, especially in an era where you click a song and it plays a million times and then you go platinum. Right. Like, it's not you don't even have to buy the shit no more, you know? So, like,
shit's whack.
It's super whack. Yeah. But he did say something that I thought was super accurate. He said, back in the day, you had to come with something different. You couldn't be like the next dude. Like, you had to be different. Mm-hmm. He's like, now, you have to be the same.
If you're different, it's your whack. It's just trash.
And it's super true. And, and I love some of these artists. Like, I love Uzi. I think Juice WRLD is super talented. I think Trippie Redd is nasty. I think Tentacion was fucking incredible.
Yeah, he was dope,
but all of them are the same.
No. Fuck that.
In a lot of ways, they are.
Nah, dude, Tentacion was besides leagues Tentacion. Better.
No, besides
leagues
Tentacion.
Better than all them fucking
Tentacion had
clowns.
The same. He had the
and
same.
And I've been with that energy since way before he died. And
okay,
all that
I take that back. What I meant by that is they're the same look-wise.
Right.
Personality-wise. Like, they got the same. They're the same artists.
Yeah.
But Tentacion delivered different kind of music. Yeah. He was some next level shit.
Yeah.
Even though he started on the same shit with Look At Me. Why would he? That's similar to, but now without him, everyone is the same.
And that's the blueprint a lot nowadays. You kind of got to make something that is sounds that the catches, same, that catches the attention, bring them in, and then open up and do what you want to do. That's what Kendrick did with Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, and then look what he dropped after that, To Pimp a Butterfly.
That's true.
Which, that to me, pen game wise, that's his best album.
Pen game,
with his pen.
I still love Good Kid, M.A.A.D City more. That shit is too good, bro.
It is on the storytelling. Like, it was just a story.
It was, but like...
No, and that's a classic, by the way.
Gimme.
But I'm just saying, okay, how about this? that shit is hard. And Jay snapped on that, the remix.
He did.
I love Jay's verse on that shit.
Jay still got it.
That's one of my favorite.
Just not when he raps with Drake. He never has it.
No.
He raps with Drake.
Nah, he doesn't. But the Pulitzer Prize should have been for To Pimp a Butterfly. I feel like, pen-wise, if you're going to give somebody the Pulitzer Prize, as far as his discography, it should have been for To Pimp a Butterfly, bro.
I think, yeah, I agree with you, but I think Damn came at a time where, culturally, we needed it more.
Yeah, we did. And listen, I feel like I always talk about that fucking album. All right, anyways, next point.
But, so in conclusion, that's what I think that was. I like the cliffhanger. I like it because I feel like what the intentions there were. It was, because I've been hearing a lot of, yo, why is M doing an interview? Why is M taking
like,
this
bruh.
Media route? Nah, M is kind of doing your own game. You know, like, he doesn't do interviews. So this is, we are going to check for it. So leaving it on a cliffhanger on the Joe thing?
Joe, stop being pussy and make a response, bro.
Nah, he don't want that.
You talked all this shit on your last episode, and I appreciate, you know what? I believe you when you talked about the whole, you know, being signed to Shady Interscope Records and your disappointment with his involvement in the growth of Slaughterhouse. I believe you. I actually do. I believe that Eminem isn't like business savvy when it comes to like artist development and doing all that shit. You know what I mean? He was just mostly focused on himself. Mm-hmm. But you did mention that he didn't do any collabs with y'all on the second album that y'all released in 2012. He did.
He did too, and some producing.
Is it because you got butthurt because you were left out on the track, which is something you mentioned your last episode?
I think it is.
On Our House, they took you off, and you know what I'm saying? Like, what, like, what were you fucking expecting? Like, he says, he kept saying, I wasn't mesmerized. Like, bro, what the fuck you wanted from this man?
He probably wanted the Eminem like, hold his fucking hand and like, walk.
What's your expectation, bro? Like,
or maybe he just thought that, yo, damn, we got the M cosign, we're making millions now. Now we're gonna go platinum or something. But the reality of it, when he got signed, it was a different era. There was no social media on this level like it is now. Niggas promote themselves by fucking posting a picture or writing for 140 letters to fucking, you know, like it. Now it's different. Now you can promote yourself in a different way. Before, nah, man, you needed to make videos. You needed to do interviews. You need to go to the radio stations. Like, you don't really need to do that much now. So he can't. I feel like for him to be mad, even the comparison about the Ross, Meek, Wale,
MMG. Ross rides for them. Shout out to MMG though.
Yo, and Ross does a great job with them. But let's be real, man. These like Meek and Wale need Ross to do that. They had no hold on the niggas. We've been listening to Joe since music though.
But just Joe. But remember, you got Crooked Eye. Still got Joel Ortiz.
But these niggas are veterans though. You're not new niggas who need help.
Nah, but dude, the thing is, that's true. Joe and Royce have been out there doing their thing already.
So why couldn't they carry the load?
I think, you know, my personal opinion is just too many egos? Ideas, too many egos, too many, you know, oh, we want to go this way, but y'all want to go, you know what I mean? It's too much, it's a fucking group of four dudes with completely different perspectives.
Yeah.
Then signed to a fucking, you know, shady Interscope with Paul Rosenberg and then Eminem, they might feel that they should go a certain way. It was just obviously a disconnect there, and that's why that shit didn't work out, bro. It's that simple. To my understanding.
I don't see why he would be salty about it not working out. It just didn't work out, and that's it.
And that's where this whole beef started, bro, because I clearly remember on Everyday Struggle, he always supported Eminem. He wouldn't dare. Ack used to fucking get fly with him. Like, oh, you, of course you're going to side with M. You're never going to admit that, you know. Yeah. If you don't like something that Eminem is doing, and Joe would kind of like chuckle and smile and like have a grin on his face and like say some bullshit and just kind of like change the subject. That's what I'm saying. And I actually want to look for this fucking footage and post a link on our fucking description so y'all could actually look at that shit. Ack used to fucking dare Joe to say something about Eminem, and he wouldn't say it. And then I don't know what happened overnight.
No, I know what happened. He got his own fucking deal.
It's the clicks, bro. He did it for clicks, bro.
It's clickbait, bro.
He did it for clicks, bro. And that's what started the whole beef. It's because, okay, not only the click, he did it for clicks, but I feel like, you know, that was like an opportunity. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody's expecting me to ride with M. This is an opportunity for me to go left and shock the world. So I'm going to have to fucking OD on him. To really shock the world and stir some shit up.
Yep.
So then it could open up more doors. And that's how now, sadly, the media game is. You got to kind of like...
find a way to get an advantage.
You got
to
go viral.
Yeah, he did.
But it was that with the combination of him being salty. Or maybe he wasn't even being salty. Maybe he uses that as an excuse.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe he wasn't really expecting to be mesmerized. Like, it just didn't work out, but he uses that as a crutch.
Yeah.
To fucking go at M and to talk shit. But regardless, even if that is true that you're disappointed with Slaughterhouse and all that, but your opinion about Revival is already biased, bro.
It is, yeah.
Because you got
some hate.
Hard feelings already.
Yeah.
But you got bad blood with it already. So
this is the other point though.
That's like, the beef right there. But in a nutshell.
And that's true. And then to add on to that though, don't you feel like if Joe was right about all of this stuff, right? About how he felt about all of it and everything. Wouldn't there be more than one member of the group that felt the same way? Because the other three don't.
Are riding with M.
And that says a lot to me, too. It's not like Joe was the only nigga in the group. Like, there was four people, and you're the only one feeling this way.
And? maybe that's what fucking Joe realized. Like, look, if y'all other three dudes or don't see anything wrong with this or don't see how we can do better on our own, I'm gonna do my own shit. And that's where the podcast came up. And it started growing little by little, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Which really, yo, I'm gonna keep it real. I didn't even know he had a podcast until the Drake shit. Until what was it? Views came out.
Yeah.
That went viral. You know what I'm saying? And Views was trash. So I'm not gonna say that he
his opinion.
That was real. I think that was genuine. That was genuine. He did OD. Once again, he ODs. That's where he gets in fucking. It's not what you're saying. It's how you're saying it.
You know what? I just found a common point here. Wasn't he mad cool with Drake at one point?
Of course.
Smoking hookah and all
that. Of course.
And then he
early in Drake's career.
Yeah. There it is.
So that's the thing. He's a fucking habitual offender.
Habitual line stepper.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, but that's what it is. It's not your opinion. Yeah, you can have your opinion, bro, but you your antics with it.
Yeah, and
that's
and
what gets people like, yo, now, what the fuck?
To me, now it really and looks you, like yeah. you're doing it for the
clicks.
Yeah.
Because that's what gained my attention. I was like, oh shit, this nigga got a podcast.
And that shit works. It's not to it say works. That it doesn't work. But it kind of says a little bit about what his intentions are.
And I'll be honest with you, before there was a chick by the name of Marissa Mendez who was on the podcast. I don't even know how, like, what her, you know.
On the Joe Budden podcast?
Yeah, I don't know, like, what she is in the industry. What I think she works for Hot 97 now.
But she was what?
They're just friends or whatever. But yeah, she was a part of the podcast.
Marissa she was Mendez, a part of it before.
Yeah.
But what happened to her?
She got fired. He fired her. That was another controversial thing.
Why did he fire her?
He like let her go from one day to another because she commented something private about their podcast to Peter Rosenberg. And then that's that beef. Peter Rosenberg felt that he's the one that put Joe Budden on to with the whole podcast shit. So her saying something to Peter Rosenberg felt like, yo, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you telling him our plans or why are you telling him what we have in store or what's, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So he fired her. There's an awkward ass interview when Rage and the Machine came out. He showed up there with A-Rab and it was mad awkward. Marissa was there because they hired her. He fired her and they hired her on. I don't know exactly what she does. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what her position is in the culture or what the fuck. But anyways, he fired her. Then Maul came in the picture.
Well, I like Maul.
And I feel like Maul coming into the picture is what took it to the next level.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
I don't feel like he gets his credit.
No, he doesn't.
He really doesn't get his credit, dog.
Shout out to Maul. Yeah.
Shout out to Maul, yo. Like, and he's the only one that gets a pass for riding with Jay and the whole ride. And even on some episodes, he's said, like, yo, I've told Jay myself of certain songs and shit I don't like. I'll say it right now. You know what I mean? Like, he keeps it real. Like, he doesn't dick ride like Joe. Joe's just like a fucking, I don't know why. He just like, just dick rides, bro. Like, OD. Like, bro, come on, man.
I don't know. But he does.
Mad hypocritical with it. But anyways, so once he came onto the picture, I feel like that's what took the podcast to the next level.
Yeah.
Honestly. If it's just Joe and Rory, it does. Fuck it. I'm going to say it. The podcast doesn't get to where it's at without Maul. Period.
Yeah, they definitely each put something.
And then, of course, his move. Joe's smart, too. I'm not going to take no credit away from him. Struggle with Complex.
Every move he's made since
has been strategic.
Super strategic, super smart.
Yeah, he's honestly a smart guy. Definitely a smart dude. He's not dumb. He's not dumb at all.
He's done a good job with all that.
Absolutely.
So, I'm not going to shit on him on that end. I'm a little tight.
And then he started shitting on your boy Kanye. Come get your mans. You didn't hear that part, did you?
You can tell me, though.
Come get your mans.
First of all, Rage in the Machine was trash. But go ahead.
I'm going to keep it real. I, like, skimmed through that album once and never listened to it again.
Yo, let's be real. Yo.
It's albums, a hard listen.
His albums are trash. His mixtapes are better than his albums.
It's true. Joe, it's true, bro.
And isn't he the inventor of trash? Doesn't he say, yo, that's trash? The most?
Yeah, he is. Actually, that is true.
We should talk about his discography. Look through it and tell me if you're going to sit here, look us in the face and tell us that you ain't got a couple of trash.
I don't know. But that freestyle on Green Lantern when fucking Beanie Siegel was in there, Freeway, Styles P, and Uncle Murder, that's legendary. When he just like was mad.
Mm-hmm.
When he was mad because they left him in the green room or some shit. I don't know. He was just mad about something and he was spazzing out like, yo, I'm not here for the sucker shit. I'm not here to poly. I'm here to fucking get busy, throw on a beat. And then they threw on, I think it was Onyx, that Onyx beat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I forgot
what song. Bro, you haven't seen that freestyle?
If I did, he says, you're a
Cowboys fan. He goes, us Cowboys don't need you. You Bill Parcells. That's when they fired Bill Parcells. Ooh. It was around that time.
All right. But see, I would never say that he's trash.
His albums, nah, but you're...
His pain game's strong.
His pain game is strong, but for real though, your albums are shaky, my G. Your albums are shaky. Nah, for real. Like, you definitely haven't made a consistent album from A to Z. Like,
nah, man.
It's not your strength, bro. Yo, that's why you retired. Let's be real, my nigga. That's why you retired, bro. I'm not saying you're trash, bro. You're one of the illest with the pen. I'm not saying that.
But he ain't got a classic.
But you don't know how to make albums. You don't.
Nah.
Sorry.
You got a classic mixtape.
And I don't want to hear it because I don't want to sound like everybody else. Bro, there's ways to sound like yourself and be yourself, but still fucking... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, make a fucking good album.
Yeah.
Cole has done it time and time again.
Yeah, and
Kendrick has done it.
And I feel like they do it in a time where that's not cool anymore.
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you don't know how to make albums. That's why you retired. But congratulations, though.
Because you're killing it.
On reinventing yourself.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which is, we saw a glimpse of him. He used to do radio in Hot 97.
Yeah?
Yeah. For a while. Then he got fired, you know what I mean? Joe being Joe, but he's had this in him all along. Pause.
I just don't. I'm gonna just tell you now. I don't want him to diss Eminem. I actually feel bad for Machine Gun Kelly too. I didn't want him to diss. I mean, he's making some bread now. The song went number
got
one.
Got like 60
and all
million
that.
Views.
So Eminem will straight slaughter both of them, easy.
I don't know. Just saying that he'll murk him.
No.
But then do it then.
No.
And then
now I got more reasons to tell you why I know he won't. Did he murk Drake? Nope. It wasn't enough to even get a full song. All he got was a pump it up. She got a good head on
and
the song.
And he fucking
pump
snapped. Yeah, he went and did three songs.
He did three songs and none of them struck. I'm not saying they were garbage.
Nah,
they weren't
Afraid,
garbage.
The Afraid track was hard.
None of them were garbage, but none of them were good enough to get a response.
No, because Nacho. Now you're kind of defending Aubrey here. Aubrey didn't want to smoke, my nigga. Didn't want to smoke, my nigga. All
right, so then tell me right
Aubrey
now,
didn't
who's
want
better?
To smoke.
Whose pen is better, Push or Joe?
Nah, I'm going to go with Push.
Exactly. Yeah, and Aubrey gave him the smoke, and Push murked him. So, I don't think it was that. I think he just was not giving him time
bro,
of day.
Because
this
Push,
nigga Joe was not good enough.
Because that beef has history. With Mr. Me Too and going at Wayne. That beef has history. And even though Push is behind the scenes as being the president, and it's not too much in the music. Now he is, you know, because he just dropped Daytona. Classic, by the way.
Best album of the year.
But it's kind of like Joe... Well, he did just drop Raging a Machine a couple years ago, so it's not like...
That's what I'm saying. Yo, I'm telling you.
It's not like he's completely out of the music scene, you know what I mean?
Don't diss Eminem on a song, Joe Budden.
When it comes to relevancy, before all these moves Joe made, when it comes to relevancy, and even with Pusha T being, you know, behind the scenes, right?
Right.
Who had more relevancy? Pusha T or Joe? Always Pusha T. No matter what.
Yeah, no, Pusha T for sure.
Now Joe is on another level with, you know, all the shit
he's
got going on. Yeah, now he's a prash Push.
Yeah, but...
So I feel like that's what Drake was kind of looking at it, like, you know...
So tell me your honest opinion.
Yeah.
If Joe were to drop a... If you're
but
looking
afraid,
through your phone,
uh-huh.
And you get a bloop bloop, and it's Joe Budden drops this track. You clicking to listen.
Of course.
Your expectations...
Are to be fucking fire.
And you think... And you think it's gonna be better than what M drops? That's a hell fuck no. I would tell you that right now. There's no way goddamn hell that this man could ever bring the smoke to M. I don't think so.
Nah, you're wildin'. You're wildin', my G. And as much as I've been keeping it real with Joe on this fucking on this episode, you're wildin', my nigga.
No.
You're wildin'.
He couldn't even give it to
M. You're wildin'. And I'm not even siding with anybody.
How can he give it to M?
Bro, he can.
Nah, man.
Bro,
I hope
when he gave it to Aubrey, listen, when he gave it to Aubrey, pause, he gave him three tracks. They were all little light jabs.
Yeah, but why three tracks?
But that Afraid one? Where it's the cover shot is when Bautista got punched in the face.
Yeah.
You know, because he played for Toronto. That's just kind of hard. That was smart. I like
hard.
That.
That was smart.
That track was hard.
But it was
He went at him, because it was literally level. Like, the first one was a little, you know, a little jab. The second one, jab, hook, and then the afraid joint was a combo.
Yeah, but...
But it wasn't, like, on ether status.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't even on back-to-back status,
bro. But, bro, okay, now let me ask you this, my nigga.
Okay.
Joe Budden, in Joe's mind, and any... Fuck Joe Budden. In every... Anybody's mind, any artist, who do you have to, for sure, bring your A game the most if you're gonna fucking shoot a diss track to?
I mean...
Drake or fucking Eminem?
I mean...
So the intensity that Alright, so apparently we OD'd. This is a punch, okay? It's pretty obvious. Yeah, I could edit the shit out of this to make it, you know, not look so obvious, but we're just gonna keep it real. We're not even gonna hold y'all.
Yeah.
We fucked up last time and we got so carried away in the conversation, and using the Anchor app, you could only record 60 minutes at a time.
Yep.
We recorded for like 90 minutes and totally forgot. So a half hour was scrapped. It was good content, but we're going to make it up here, guys.
Solid content that only Chris and I heard.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was fucking passionate. We're talking about all kinds of shit, but it's all good. We're going to pick up where we left off, as this is a two-part episode.
Part two?
Part deuce. So we left off on the last episode talking about... you know, if Joe, we feel that Joe should just respond to M and stop, you know, talking shit on his podcast and new show on State of the Culture, which I have some opinions about that too. As far as him doing both, doing two episodes a week on the podcast and then having
and
the other
show, and that's an hour long show.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Listen, we're not hating on Joe. Shouts out to Joe. We're fans of Joe Budden and Joe Budden podcast and everything they do. But anyways, and we're not going to be talking too much about other niggas' podcasts. Fuck that. We have our own shit. You know, and we're not on that scale yet, but, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about other niggas. But anyways... Eminem, right, after, you know, the first time we recorded, Eminem did finally, I think it was that day he dropped, or the next day he dropped the reply.
Tight, because it was literally like 24 hours. In
typical podcast fashion, for those, you know, my fellow podcasters out there, you know, typical shit, you fucking record.
And then something
happens. And then a day, the next day or 2 days later, some shit happens. So you have to wait all the way till next week.
Like that time we recorded and then Push dropped the disc.
Exactly. Yeah, it's happening already in our fucking 7 episodes. So this is a blessing in disguise, you know what I mean? So we're able to update what the fuck else happened. Yeah. So Eminem replies to Machine Gun Kelly with a kill shot. And a lot of, you know, these fucking, you know, young fucks, I like to refer to them.
Young fucks.
Yeah, cool. You know what I mean? A lot of them were hating on the reply. Like, what you, like, they're talking about that it was trash.
Yeah.
You must be slow. If you remember, Eminem isn't for, you know, the regular casual fan of lyricism, you know what I mean? If you stuck on the mumble rap, a lot of that shit's gonna go over your head. You know what I mean? This dude is very fucking calculated with every fucking bar, you know what I mean? Regardless of how you feel about him.
It goes over your head sometimes, so you gotta go like
listen and read the lyrics.
Yeah.
And maybe do some research.
I did, because that Kathy Griffin line, I was like, huh? And then I was like, oh, shit. Remember that picture she was holding Trump's head?
Yep. And also, too, I think it was on Instagram, Ebro from Hot 97 posted, fucking Kill Shot apparently is a movie or some shit, mm-hmm. and the main character of the movie has the same last name as fucking Machine Gun Kelly.
I read that shit.
Bro, that right there just goes to show how fucking in-depth this nigga goes with the disses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, what are your...
That Diddy line at the end, though. Oh, shit.
Yo, Bruce. He OD'd.
That's Bruce.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now...
Fucking Mortal Kombat fatality at the end right there.
I get the shock value in today's age. I get it, but...
That was too much, man.
That was too much for me, man.
It's been a long time. Like, we didn't need that.
That was too much. A lot of people were tight. You had fucking Jay Electronica. I mean, first of all, I think that this was solid. It's not better than Nail in the Coffin. It's not better than Bully, which he had to draw rule.
It's not
one of his better disses.
But it wasn't the same energy, though. Like,
no, it's not.
I feel like this was like I got to reply to this nigga.
Right.
But this wasn't like, he was fucking... He wanted to kill Benzino and
Ja Rule.
And Ja Rule. Like, there was different motive behind the disses.
And even though MGK, like, was mentioning the daughter, it's still, you know, it wasn't to that level
let's be real, man,
of aggression.
I'm not going to shit on MGK and say that he's trash.
Nah, I respect the diss.
He's got even before the diss, whole right? Like he's got fans. He doesn't have a cult following. He doesn't have a big fan base, but he's got some fans, and he's got hit records. You know, like I want to say, there's a solid two that were like smashes, which is the one with Halsey and the one. I think is it that was Halsey? His debut. I don't know if it was Halsey, but he did one song. I think it's Wild Boy or Wild Flower.
That's his debut, Wild Boy, yeah.
And then the other Wild joint, fucking Invincible.
Yep.
That was also a smash too. So I'll give him that. He's got some under his belt. I'm not gonna shit on him, but I do feel like he did. And you gotta be stupid if you didn't do the same thing he did. He seized an opportunity. He saw that my name will be everywhere if I were to reply to Eminem.
You heard, real quick off on a tangent, you heard about that actor?
Which one?
That's been in Power and Ozark. His name is, they call him J-Rod or some shit. I forget his government, but it's something Rodriguez. No. G-Rod. I forget his first name.
What about him?
He's an actor, right, that seen him at a Twin Peaks, MGK, and approached him and grabbed his phone and started recording, like, himself. Next to MGK saying, oh, this dude is mad pussy for bringing up Eminem's daughter and shit like that. So then MGK got mad and, like, shoved him and shit like that. Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, get away from me.
His ass.
Yep.
I saw that.
You heard about that shit?
I didn't know the dude was an actor.
He's an actor. And he came out on Ozark.
Damn.
Yeah. It's just wild. And now I think he's going to sue.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have grabbed
MGK's phone. No. He OD'd. No, I mean, it was his own phone and recording him, but still, he kind of got in his space.
You
provoked him.
You provoked.
Yeah, you provoked
him. That's stupid. Let's be real, man. MGK had his reasons to diss back.
Yeah,
or to write the diss, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe he shouldn't have started it, but he did. Somebody always starts. But he dissed them.
And it's a W for him anyways.
I would have probably dissed M too if I was in MGK's place.
Yeah.
All that, the only thing that MGK's walking out with this diss is more fucking recognition and his name's out there more and he's getting more clicks. Nigga got a number one song on iTunes. Like, let's be real. And it worked out for him.
Dude.
Short term.
Really not looking at it now that time has passed. Yeah, M, like, killed him on a diss, kind of, but it doesn't feel that way. I feel like MGK comes out with the W in all of this.
You know why it feels like it doesn't feel that way? It doesn't feel that way because nobody's ever really responded or wrote a diss besides Ja to M.
That's true.
And we've always felt like, yo, who would dare? Like, you don't want that.
And somebody else mentioned, I forgot who it was, whether it was a radio station or one of the other podcasts that I listened to. But that really, if you think about it, M hasn't really gotten toe-to-toe, like, with, like, a rap lyricist, like a you know.
Yeah, he hasn't. And it's because people really didn't want that smoke. At this point
like
in his career.
Ja Rule, you know what I mean? It's not, like, a lyrical fucking, you know what I mean?
And to be real with you, to keep shit real? I thought the Rule's response was kind of raw.
It is hard. The Loose Change.
That shit was kind of dope.
Because he was dissing 50 and M, the Loose Change. Yeah. That beat is kind of hard, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then he switched up to Made You Look.
Yeah.
And then that's when he dissed M and, you know, talked about his daughter and shit like that. But,
what was that line, though? I kind of remember it. It's like, yo, M, I know that you're...
He goes, M,
Somebody, his mom and your girl is a known slut. So what's Haley gonna be when she grows up?
He goes, M, we know your mother's a crackhead and Kim is a known slut. So what's Haley gonna be when she grows up? Murder. Murder.
I would have fucked that nigga off if he said that.
On the Made You Look beat.
Dang,
shout out to Nas.
Yeah, shout out to Nas.
Shout out to Queens.
Shout out to Kanye.
But anyways, M's response was dope. It was good. I would say lyrically it was clearly better than Rap Devil for sure, but I still respect MGK's Rap Devil though. I do. And like I said, I still think he gets a W, even though M's reply was better lyrically. I just think the notoriety he gained from it and the traction he gained from it.
Yeah.
I feel like he's.
You know, it's crazy not to sound like academics and shit because I hate sounding like academics.
Yeah, with the numbers.
But yo, that kill shot broke fucking.
Records.
Kanye's record on YouTube.
That's wild.
Which Kanye's record was just last week.
With the Lil Pump?
With Lil Pump, yeah.
Oh, he broke that record?
He broke that record, yeah.
What is it? I love it.
Most views. on YouTube within a certain span of time and shit. Yeah, it killed it with Killshot, which kind of, to me, when MGK put Rap Devil on iTunes, I was like, this nigga's really cashing in. Yeah. And he did, because it hit one. So, you know, he made money off of it now.
He did. But not Kanye, my bad.
But Eminem putting it on YouTube and it doing that much and not having any other format for you to listen to it was also smart. Because remember, you get paid off YouTube too.
That's true.
And facts. For it to be breaking records of streaming of most of all time,
he definitely made some kind of bread.
He made some kind of bread off of it. So, yeah, good for him. Not that he needed it or even wanted it, really, because I don't think he wanted it, this MGK. Not to that extreme. But part of me is, like, glad he did it. Part of me is, what if he didn't? I'm indifferent. I like it, but I feel like we didn't need none of this.
And on Boxing, this rumor that Bizarre made a diss to Joe Budden. I haven't listened to it yet, though.
That, I want to hear somebody give Joe the smoke. I actually want 50 to do it.
Oh, shit. 50 was getting at him on IG, too.
Because 50, we know 50 will fuck 50's him up. Gonna 50's ride. Been saying that, yeah. So he would fuck him up. But there's not many people that 50 can't fuck up. Like
50 will fuck up a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of niggas. But yeah. I don't want him to fuck Joe up. I just want him to battle him. Because everyone says Joe's got that heat.
Listen, perfect nigga. Segue to fucking Joe Budden, and then we're off to the next subject, you know, after that. But I don't know. I like the state of the culture. I fuck with it. I really do like it. I like that Remy kind of holds him accountable, you know what I'm saying, and tells him what it is. I listened, you know, I checked out the second episode. I liked the first episode. Second episode was pretty good. But I just feel like the material he's covering there, and then now on his podcast, now he's doing it twice a week. Before it, with Everyday Struggle, it was just once a week and then Everyday Struggle. And I'll give him a lot of fucking credit. He did a phenomenal job with not thinning out the material between one and one. But now with two episodes, and it's getting a little, like, I'm not going to front. The second episode this last week with Spotify, it was just like a lot of the same shit that he was already talking on State of the Culture. So that's hard, though. It's hard. You know, I'm going to give him credit. That's a hard task, man, because it's like it's only so much shit you could talk about.
Yeah, only so much happens within the week. But, I mean,
you know what I mean? That's tough.
He chose this. He's got these new avenues, so he's got to do his
thing. And it's only been one, well, respectively, it's been, what, 2 weeks of State of the Culture, and I want to say 1 week of two episodes with Spotify. So it's soon, but hopefully they could, you know, kind of figure out, like, okay, like...
Honestly, you know I'm fucking mean? Done with State of the Culture.
You don't like it?
I'm done with it.
You're not two fucking with it?
I'm not fucking with it, no.
So do you prefer Joe when he was on Everyday Struggle with Ak and Nadeska rather than this one?
I did like Everyday Struggle. I'll be honest, I stopped watching it, and it's because of Joe. But I kind of don't fuck with State of the Culture because I didn't like the way he was shitting on Kanye.
Oh, well, of course... Yo, this nigga, bro, of course you're not gonna fuck with it. He was shitting on Kanye.
Yo, but he's like...
He hates Kanye.
Yo, he be making me hate him sometimes, yo. And I don't even wanna hate him.
He hates Kanye.
Yo, his hate for Kanye is extreme, my nigga. You are wildin'.
Yeah, well, your opinion with anything regarding Joe is biased now.
I'm being dead serious right now.
Nah, but he's OD'ing on Kanye.
This man said Kanye's grabbing on, trying to milk the fucking
the
young
younger,
niggas.
Right.
What are those young niggas wearing? They're wearing Kanye. He ain't telling you, yo, please wear my shit. No. Yo, like, you're fucking wearing Kanye, nigga. You are on Everyday Struggle asking academics for Yeezys and shit, nigga. Like, I don't understand that shit at all. Like, I don't get it. If you telling me, yo, yeah, I listened to Ye, and he had mad young niggas on it. Doesn't sound like him anymore. Okay, but what has he done besides the Lil Pump song where you're like, oh, shit, Kanye's swapping. He sounded like these young niggas.
Well,
now.
No, but hold on. Hold on. Let's keep things. Let's be objective here. Stan Ye.
Try it.
Que lo que Stan Smith. Juan Ye. Let's keep things objective. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Well, you have your personal beliefs and your bias. You know what I mean? But, you know, we have content to keep it real with here.
All right.
Okay? Pictures with 6ix9ine are surfacing. Heavy. Multiple pictures with 6ix9ine.
Yeah, now.
So I think that's what Joe's getting at. It's not just the Lil Pump thing. It's also now 6ix9ine. So, and too, it's not just Kanye doing it, but you got Nicki doing it. You got, you know what I mean? So Now, like, he called him, like, kind of washed up, right? Did he say washed up?
He said M, he said Kanye, he said Nicki, that they all were in this same boat of they're washed, their shit isn't what it was, that they had, he said it's been a decade of this. Like, this man is wildin',
it hasn't been
bruh.
A decade. It hasn't been a decade.
He said, I want to hear about Kanye getting better, feeling better, man. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, bruh? Like, shut that shit
Therapist
up.
Therapist joke.
You know, like, who the fuck are you to be talking about? Yes, I want to see them better, man. How long it took you to get better?
Yeah, and you just
music,
got better.
And your music never got better.
And shouts out to him. Shouts out to him on that note. Like, I'm glad he's in a better place. I think a lot of it's got to do with his fiance or whatever, soon-to-be wife, whatever he's got going on. I think you got to give her some credit, man.
Yeah, she did. She
definitely fucking put him, you know what I'm saying, got him right, you know what I'm saying, where he's able to now, you know, take advantage of all of these fucking opportunities that are presenting himself.
But honestly, you know, part of me, okay, look, I appreciate her doing that and stuff, but she ain't gonna check him for what he's saying on the show.
Nah, she's not.
You know?
Or at least we don't know. At least he act like she don't.
Part of me kind of feels like he don't believe what he say sometimes.
Bro, that's what we were saying the part one of this fucking episode.
He's nuts for that
shit. He'd be saying shit for shock value, bro. Now it's Media Joe, so it's kind of like if you're a real fan of his, it's almost like you can't believe everything that comes out of his mouth.
Nah, you can't.
Just like the timing of when he wants to get fucking froggy leap and talk shit.
That check they cut him.
Exactly, bro. Now it's Media Joe, bro. Like, it's not the same. Like, before... You know, even when he started off with his podcast, you know, when that whole thing with Drake, it was all genuine. But now that more doors are opening, or, you know, behind the scenes, we don't even know what's going on or what other negotiations are going on.
Yeah.
But obviously there's something going on that prompts him to fucking say some wild shit to go even more viral or to cause more of a stir in the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to get people talking, to get people all over social media saying, mentioning him or mentioning, you know, his co-host or whatever the fuck he's got going on. So you can't even take it like 100% Joe.
Yeah, and it's just frustrating.
And that's where the whole beef starts from, with the whole Eminem. That's what we were saying in part one. But anyways, enough about them, you know what I mean? We'll stay tuned. Fucking Bryson Tiller. That canceled shit
is raw.
You sent me that shit, dog. Woo! That shit is on repeat.
Yeah,
that shit is hard.
It's hard as fuck. Pause.
Strong pause.
Heavy pause.
Yeah. On that, but that beat on canceled kind of sounds like another beat from Trap Soul.
He murked.
Even
that.
The flow, the cadence. It sounds like the part of that beat. It sounds like Sorry Not Sorry.
Yeah.
Am I bugging?
It's got that kind of
It's got that bop to it.
Yeah, it
But
does.
It's dope. It's like a refreshing. You know what I mean? Like, even though it kind of got like a similarity to that beat,
I fucks with it,
I feel like the fans are happy. Like, that's the Bryson we want.
Yo, honestly, because
the second
song,
album, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I heard that song and I was like, it made me give him a chance again to the second album, and I did. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I was too harsh of a critic on it, but I just felt like, you gave me such... Like, there aren't a lot of artists that give you Trap Soul first.
A classic.
Like,
that magnitude.
That doesn't happen like that. And for him to be such a humble... Like, to me, this man feels like...
Not all in the media.
You know, like... He's like a cool, down-to-earth, I'm not famous type of nigga, you know?
And by the way, he started that swag with the Yeezys and the fucking, you know, flannel shirts with the t-shirt under and the dad hat swag.
Yeah,
that was kind of like him, I feel like.
Honestly, if I was Kanye, I probably would talk to him about, yo, let's not do something together in the sense of let's model shoes together. Kanye really ain't. He ain't got the fucking... I don't think he's got the type of mentality of sharing that with someone else.
Of course not. I think it's selfish.
But I do think that he could see... He probably sees a lot of potential in Bryson's style. And could use him like a model or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Or use him like just a voice for the product and shit. But honestly, I think the third album has to come out first to recapture that group of people that were there for the first. Because I'm not going to say that he doesn't have fans. He does. I'm checking for it. And I'm going to buy it or download it and all that shit. I'm going to do it. But to tell you that, like, I feel the same about him as I did before, not so much. Because the second album, to me, was a letdown. is not trash.
Ah, you see, you used to say it's trash. I always kept saying it's not trash.
And I'm starting to check myself on the way I use the word trash. Because I also said Scorpion was trash. And Side B is trash.
Side B is trash. Yeah. There's like maybe two joints on it that I like.
Yeah.
I don't love them.
But I would never forgive him for Ratchet Happy Birthday.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
But yeah. Also, too, besides Bryson Tiller, you know, fucking anticipating what else he's got.
It's dropping soon, though. It's called Serenity. It's right.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that. Fucking Wale dropped another little EP. Yo, he's been active, man.
He has, man.
He's been working. And, I like Wale, man. Of course, it's Free Lunch. Shit is hard. You know what I mean? It's back to Wale not caring, not giving a fuck about what people think. He's just doing him on this fucking EP. Yep. You know what I mean? Because he is emotional. He is sensitive. It's okay.
Since we're bringing him up, I'm going to bring it up, bro.
What?
I feel like Wale and Russ are both in this kind of weird box of it's cool to hate on these niggas.
Of course. Meek was there.
I don't feel like Meek was ever there fully, though.
Yes, he was.
He was?
Nigga, yes. After back-to-back, yo, Meek was the fucking laughingstock.
What's up with niggas saying, like, chanting fuck Russ and shit? This nigga seems low.
Well, no. This the last couple interviews he did on Breakfast Club on High 97, his stance on drugs he was ahead of his time. Not necessarily ahead of his time. Hold on, let me take that back. He was right from the beginning. He was right from the beginning. But unfortunately, we live in a fucking society where it's like, let's just dick ride the wave.
Yeah.
And the narrative that everybody else has, we're going to agree with the same shit. He stood out of that narrative and said, nah, fuck that shit. That shit is corny. That shit is whack. Right? After that, and this isn't to, you know, insult any of these people who have died, but a lot of people have died from overdoses after that first fucking interview where people were like, yo, who the fuck is... God rest his soul, but Fredo Santana was one that questioned Russ. Like, yo, I do this because of the trauma I suffered. I've seen my closest friends get killed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he passed away. We don't know, you know, and I'm not saying it was a drug overdose or nothing like that, but he had some complications, like kidney complications and all that. And it's because of this fucking, you know what I mean? I don't sound like a parent here.
Yeah, but
I got fucking, you know what I mean, two kids and all, but it's like, yo, it's that heavy lean use and heavy drug use, you know, through self-medication. Yep. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. Who else? Lil Peep.
Lil Peep.
Rest in peace.
Which
he's no longer with
us.
They dropped
a song today, Lil Peep and Tentacion, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
And man, I just can't. Yo,
and now Mac Miller. We don't know if there was foul play there. Now there's reports. There's investigations. We don't know. Yeah. But you know, it's an apparent overdose. So now he comes out literally right after Mac Miller's passing and stays strong in his stance against, you know, people who are fucking promoting drug use with their merch on t-shirts, on fucking social media. It's clown shit, bro. Because these kids are picking up doing the same shit. And now you got fucking you know, the average Joe Schmoes passing away is not what's fucking getting people to wake the fuck up. It has to take these artists who have these followings who are known to pass away for people to fucking now say, oh, damn, Russ was right.
Yep.
So that's pretty much what's going on. And him, his squad putting the beats on Smoke Perp. Like, he's gaining street cred, Russ.
He is. But, yo, apparently there's some dude called Young Bands who, like,
yeah, who also said fuck Russ.
He chanted at his concerts and shit. And I was just like, yo, no disrespect to him, but who the fuck is that, bro? Like,
he's way like Young Thug and I think Gucci.
I don't see why you would say fuck Russ.
I don't know.
Russ,
I never heard his music. I never heard his music.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? For what reason are you saying fuck Russ?
Just because.
Russ? Like,
it's insecurity, dog.
Cool,
it's insecurity,
bro.
Because now you got him calling out rappers doing this shit and doing this corny sucker shit. And it's insecurity, because if you're getting that mad, that means you're doing the same clown shit.
Yeah.
Except for Fredo. Yeah. Fredo, like, his response was more so, look, I do it because of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wasn't just saying, fuck Russ. He's saying, like, yo, I got PTSD, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've seen a lot of crazy shit, and, you know, Fredo is solidified, you know, rest in peace and all, but to have actually put in work. According to, you know, the streets and shit like that. Like, he's an actual savage. So who knows what the fuck he's seen or been through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's different. But real quick, back to Wale. Hold on. Picture on Instagram. I think it was on Meek Mill's Instagram. Dude, it was a studio session. It was Fab, Ross, Meek, and James Harden.
What?
That was the craziest studio. Like, that was ill. I was like, what the fuck? Like, that was, like,
that's
mad dope. Random.
That's super
really, dope. What made it random is not James Harden and Meek, because they've been fucking with each other. And, like, and Fab, you know, that wasn't... It was just Russ being there in the cut. So, who knows if they got something cooking up. You know what I'm saying? That'd be hard.
That would be hard.
J. That's Cole's dope. Verse on My Boy. Jesus Christ.
Yo, let me...
Jesus. Yo.
Let me start off by apologizing, man. Because,
Please do.
I'm sorry, Jermaine.
Jermaine Cole. Jermaine Lamar
Cole. I'm sorry, man. Like... I got mad at you for the Kanye shit, but I can't get mad at your talent, man. Like,
bruh, this dude...
This nigga's nice.
But once again, back to what I said in episode 2 or 3. I don't fucking know. Bruh, you can't be spazzing out on niggas' shit like that, bruh. Pause. Yeah. You can't be spazzing out on niggas' features and going crazy on the verses and then not have no features on your album, bruh.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Stop the madness. Let niggas get some get back, bro. You gotta let niggas get on. Yo, this next album, as much as I love J. Cole, if he ain't got no features on it and letting niggas get off, pause once again.
It's a lot of pausing.
You know, we live in a pause-worthy world. You know what I mean?
Pause.
Yo, I'm done with J. Cole. I'm done with J. Cole, bro. If this next album, he ain't got no features.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I'm not gonna say I'm done with J. Cole. We can't say that. But yo, on the real though, he did it twice though, because he murdered that song about with Black.
Woo! That too, and that Royce. So three times. Three
bro.
Times
that
he's done it.
Is stupid raw.
Bobby, so. Say something to the people.
What's up, my peeps?
This nigga is as Puerto Rican as they come.
My peeps.
But yo, wrapping up, man. What else? Is there anything else to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, let's stay productive and hit him with the next episode very soon.
Very soon.
Within the next fucking week. Like,
oh, real quick, know, boxing. Quick, couple minutes.
I want some bread, though. I want some bread. I told niggas Canelo was going to win. I want some bread. Yo, Triple G is not a boxer.
What?
Nah, bro.
What do you mean he's not a boxer?
He got heavy hands and a strong chin. Pause. But yeah, that nigga he can't outbox Canelo, bro. He can't.
Well, listen, I didn't watch the fight. Unfortunately, I had to get up very early the next day. I couldn't watch the fight. But from what I've heard on reports, fight was close. Could have gone either way. But it was, being that Canelo was the aggressor.
That he dictated the fight, bro.
He dictated the fight. That was, you know, people are not mad at Canelo winning.
Nah, you can't.
Even though I heard some people saying that Triple G got robbed.
People that were mad were either signed the Nike, Jordan brand, or them niggas is just blind.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the reality.
Well, there's going to be a part 3. There's going to be a trilogy.
Yeah,
because
you got to give him his rematch.
What do you think about Gervonta Davis just got arrested not too long ago? I don't know the situation there, but he's supposed to fight Lomachenko.
Yeah.
And then we got Errol Spence is supposed to fight who?
Niggas don't want it with Lomachenko, though.
You think Davis is out of there?
He might be, man.
What about Spence? Who's he looking to fight soon?
Well, it's either going to be Crawford or Thurman. But...
Oh, I want to see him against Thurman.
It could be... this nigga, God, he just fought the other day. Thurman beat him.
Garcia.
Nah,
Danny Garcia?
He lost to Garcia. He just lost to Garcia.
Porter. Sean Porter.
It could be Porter, too. And Porter's dope. Porter with the heavy hands.
Dude, but I saw some clips on the Garcia. Yo, Garcia landed some shots on him, bro.
Yeah, he did. Garcia's nice.
Did you see that fight? How did he lose that fight? I didn't see the fight, but goddamn.
He did it in parts, not throughout.
He wasn't consistent.
You gotta be consistent.
Some people say he got robbed. I mean, everybody's got a fucking opinion. Everybody says, he should have won. Everybody's got, you know what I mean?
It's boxing, man. The one thing you always want to do is put it in your own hands and not the judge's hands.
Well, rumors are his father, Angel Garcia, might want to step down from being his trainer. I think it's a good look.
I think his
father is like the fucking LeVar Ball of boxing.
He needs to be like Trinidad's dad. He's fucking
to smack
his
shit out of him. Despierta, coño. Despiértate.
Desgraciado, tú estás perdiendo, coño.
Word. But nah, man, that's pretty much it. Wrapping up an episode. Appreciate y'all, man. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, man.
Leave any comments. agree or disagree, whatever the fuck. Let us get a rating. But yeah, man, right, shout out to y'all, Papi Los Quiero.
Dímelo, loco.
Y nos fuimos.
Peace.
Con la bachata bien duro.